County. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you plan for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great, but as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. And then our second reading is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 to 19. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rest on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. For it is time for judgment to begin with God's household. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Thanks be to God for his word.
Join in prayer. Lord, we give you this time. May what is spoken ring with truth. May what is heard and understood be touched by your Spirit. And may what is decided lead us on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake. Morris West, last week Harry Moveley, this week, Maurice West, his old friend, also of blessed memory, Julian's dad. Member of this church and sometime principal of the Baptist College, used to say, often to we ministers when we were beginning to look at students, when we were beginning to look a little bit above ourselves, he used to say, a minister isn't called to be successful, but to be faithful. Enough about ministry. The words came to me several times recently on Brexit Day, and again this week when Donald Trump delivered his State of the Union speech. Never mind the politics. Think only of the contrast. Success and failure. And of the measure of the thing, the way that success is often measured and regarded these days. Popularity, economic figures, new politics and so on. It is tempting, in response, to go for some kind of all-out attack on populism, demagoguery, tempting to decry triumphalism and flag-waving and standing ovations and all the rest, but one hears the force of the argument. Sore loser. Your side lost. Get over it. Okay. Still. Not successful, but faithful. What Maurice West applied to the ministry applies, I think, just as much to our world. In our days, success, it seems, is everything, is the measure of things, more than right or wrong, even. Success. Success, we've made America great again. Success, we're striking our own trade deals. Success, churches are growing, music is banging, congregations are buzzing, communities are beating a path to our door. Success. We are not called to be successful, but faithful. Faithful before a faithful God. It is a constant witness in Scripture. It appeared in Psalm 40 and again at the end of the reading in Peter. God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. God is steadfast love, faithfulness. Part of his nature. Remember the story when Moses meets God in the burning bush. I am who I am. How often we sing, again we will sing today, great is thy faithfulness. Faithful. But probably best not to think of God as some kind of unchangeable object or an eternally existing, powerful, unchanging source of energy. Did you see those pictures of the sun this last week? Boiling bubbles of gas, each one the size of Texas. It's been burning for millions of years, and hopefully it will for millions of years to come. But that's not God. The other translation of I am who I am is I will be who I will be. Not so much immovable, not so much unchanging, but deciding, wrestling against his own instincts to be faithful. Not successful, but faithful. That other story in Genesis, Abraham persuading God that it might be best if he were not to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, if there should be 50 righteous people there, 45, 40, 20, 10. If there are 10 righteous people, I will not destroy. The numbers don't matter. God deciding matters, deciding to be faithful. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. The other story in Genesis, the flood, Noah afterwards offering a great burnt offering to God, and when God smelt the pleasing odor, imagine that, God smelling something. When God smelt the pleasing odor, he said, never again will I destroy. God deciding to be faithful. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. Not successful. The wickedness of humankind that was the reason for all the destruction in the first place continues into our day. Depravity, injustice, sin, viruses spread, glaciers melt, despots rage, communities divide, armies destroy, people seek homes. Those ancient stories in Genesis express the idea that God wrestles against sometimes his own instincts to destroy and punish sin, but instead decides to be faithful. It's a challenge to us still. Not to crave success. Who doesn't want to be successful in their career? Who doesn't want their church to be successful? Who doesn't want their nation to be successful? But more than that, to crave being faithful. Enshrined in the marriage vows. For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death us do part, I will. Faithful. It's enshrined in the ordination vows of every minister. Will you serve and pastor the people of God? I will. Enshrined in the vows of every new member of the church. Do you commit yourself once more to seek the things of God in the company of this people? I do. Enshrined in the coronation oath taken by Queen Elizabeth II back in the 1950s. Will you solemnly promise and swear to govern the peoples? I solemnly promise to do. I will. Come what may, I will. Thank God he forgives us when sometimes we are unfaithful or find it hard to be. In the New Testament, the churches, called to be followers of Jesus, set out to live by faith all over the ancient world, and the churches in Asia Minor receive a circular letter from Peter. Whatever else those churches were, they were weak and small, they were isolated and harassed and often persecuted, they were suffering. Remember that the Christian church followed a suffering Savior who died. Love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, turn the other cheek. Recipe for success, is it? To be successful in this world often means overcoming your enemies, not loving them. Taking, not giving away. Standing up for your rights, not thinking of others more highly than yourselves. We are not called to be successful. We are called to be faithful. Maurice West, I think, didn't just make that up. It came to him out of a deep understanding of what it means to be Christian. It means in this world being faithful most of all to the one who loved and died and gave himself, a suffering God who died to save us. It means, I think, discovering that everything is ours, those who are Christ's. We have been given everything by God who holds out power to heal and bless and renew and increase. And it means turning away from it all. It means refusing to accept any of those things now in favor of the harder calling to be faithful to the heavenly vision. Love for hate, giving for getting, dying to this world instead of living in this world, which can never be enough. Not if what we're talking about is the ultimate glory of being fully human. As Peter says, therefore let those who are suffering in accordance with God's will entrust themselves to a faithful Creator while continuing to do good, to be faithful.